Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, Mercedes MJ Javid, one of the stars of the Bravo TV show Shahs of Sunset, joins me as we help you navigate your sex and relationship questions. Topics include getting your guy to love going down on you, what to do when your jealousy takes over, and how to have that elusive G-spot orgasm. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. Eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. You can check out everything going on the website. I love when you subscribe to the podcast. We do two podcasts a week, which is so fun for you guys and for me, Tuesdays and Fridays. And you can also listen now on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud,
so many places.
If you don't have one of those, then you probably don't own a smartphone.
Exactly.
So you've got it covered everywhere.
Right. You're right. MJ, I'm going to introduce my guest because just jump in like that. I love it. Mercedes.
Thank you.
Mercedes Javid from Shahs of Sunset is here. I like a natural. I feel like you're already like my co-host because really you are today because we're going to get into some whatever you want, sex, relationships.
This is only the beginning.
It's like our foreplay.
Right.
And so far I'm feeling foreplay like all.
Foreplay is like also a lost art in my bedroom personally. I didn't mean to go right in right away, but
please,
like,
oh tell my God. Me everything.
Okay, so I just, first of all, I want you to lead this thing because this is your thing.
No, I'm here, honey. We go back and forth.
But I just wanted to say that my fiance, bless his heart, we are more in love now than we ever have been. And he was trying to impress me with his skills in the bedroom in the beginning. So he would be like, I'm a stallion. I am the best sex. And he, you know, very, very early on, yes, he said to me, you've had your last first kiss. And then he goes, you've had your last, like, this is the last person that you're ever going to F or sleep with. Like, this is, we're a done deal. This is on lockdown. Like, this is us. And I was like, still getting to know you, honey. I'm not really sure. Like, you might be
That's
on that page.
A bit much.
I'm not.
Right.
Yeah. So he was definitely a stallion, a
courting you
sexually. He was insane in the beginning, but I think that foreplay is
it's important. It's
like the sex, the beginning sex, it's not a myth.
Right? No, no foreplay. Okay, so I just gave a talk this weekend. I was at Wanderlust, which is like a yoga festival in Tahoe. My talk was called Foreplay: A Requirement, Not a Suggestion.
Right, a requirement.
We need it to get warmed up. We don't even see you walking in the door. We're not turned on. Don't touch me. Like, if you touch my clitoris right now, you're gonna be like sandpaper. Yeah. So don't go right for my, like, warm me up, turn me on.
Right.
That's so what you're saying, right?
Do you remember that movie Spanglish with Taya Leone and Adam Sandler?
Yes.
And Taya Leone would stand right across from him and he would go like this or something to her boobs.
Yep.
Like,
yeah.
He would like grab them like a clown that would like.
Right. The nose, like honk, honk.
Right. Ugh. And she was like, what is this? What are you doing? And he loved her so much, but he was so out of touch with like how to seduce a woman.
Right.
And I think that's really funny because Tommy is the most loving, affectionate person. Every day is like 4th of July sparks when before he leaves, I get like buried with 100 kisses in the morning.
Okay.
And then when he comes home, his feet is lit up like Rockefeller Center. But then like he doesn't do that, you know, like that slow jam,
right,
R&B music video kind of sex that you see with like the White House with like the white panties and the white sheets.
Right.
And
he does. Have you told him this?
Actually, I don't want to tell him that. I want to seduce and bring it out of him.
Okay, so let's work on this right now. I'm going to give you some tips. Like, let's walk this through. Because, first of all, The good news is that we know that he has it in him because you've already experienced it, right?
The like at the best beginning, sex ever.
Okay, so what made it the best sex ever?
So what made it the best sex ever was that I felt like I was being caressed from my head down to my shoulders, down to the small of my back, all the way down to my feet and back up. He would do everything.
Right.
And except I will say, can I say eat ass?
Totally. You can say whatever you want.
I know that it was really funny because eating ass is like the norm now.
Right.
We met before that was the norm, so we don't have to eat each other's ass. And I would unless if he wanted to.
Right.
Yeah. But it's funny, he's a little old fashioned. And it was like, it's like, that's not what he does. And he's not, I'm going to make another reference to like, oh my God, there's like that really cool guy. I can't remember his name. It'll come to me. Like if you're, let's say, 50 or 60 or 70 years old and you're dating a 20-year-old girl,
right,
that man will probably eat her ass because he wants to keep up with like the 20-year-old
what the kids
sex.
Are doing. Right.
But anyway, Tommy did everything. He lasted a really, really long time and he was having sex to rock my world. And then after a couple of years, it was more like, I was like, are you really going to leave the sponge in the sink in that bowl of ice cream?
Right.
Like that?
That's what happens.
And then like, do you never can pick something up off the floor, even if it's been there for like a week or two? Right. So that's not hot.
Not hot. Kills the sex drive.
But I would say it. So then I kind of, you know, like I just got a little bit lazy and then we gained like the weight together. Right. I've lost the weight. He hasn't yet. So it's just like that life stuff that happens.
That is the life stuff that happens. So it's been 3 years, has it?
Yes, almost.
Okay. And so here's the thing about foreplay and sex with couples is that it's always amazing in the beginning. Let's just say
Like amazing.
Like
10 times a day. Like explosive orgasms, right. Both of us.
Right. I just got excited for honeymoon sex.
I can't even remember what that feels
so,
like.
Right.
Anymore.
So that's what happens at the beginning of a relationship. It is actually biology. So the first 6 months to 2 years of a relationship, we have those hormones. We've got the feel good hormones. We've got the dopamine and we've got the oxytocin.
Yeah.
Right. And that bonds us. And then it just takes a nosedive. And the reason why, and then we're like, well, what happened? And then we're like, well, it'll come back. But you can't go back. You can't go back to exactly how it was. You can make it, you can work like, on it and talk about it. But we don't know how to talk about it because we're like, what happened? And
he hates talking about it. Like exactly. If I say
that's
anything,
why you gotta show him.
He's not into sexting. He's not into like girls out there, like don't bother trying to DM him. He will never be turned on by like a sexed DM.
What does even turn him on, do you know?
He just wants to see me like fluff up his pillow, maybe make like do his laundry, do like very traditional things, like remember to buy him his favorite juice and milk and like things like
right.
Things that like a mother does makes him feel loved. And when he feels
love
loved,
language.
That's what makes him feel. And then like celebrating and like blowing off some steam. He's going to take me to the Lionel Richie concert on Monday night at the Bowl.
Okay, good.
And so like that's going to make him frisky because it's like he likes to go out and do stuff like batting cages and
right.
He wants to do miniature golf, which I'm like, that's way too cheesy for me. I would never.
Well, that's when the adrenaline gets going also because it's like you're going to a concert, you're trying a new event.
Dating your man.
You got to date him. But here's the thing about the foreplay. It's almost like it'll be another thing. Like take the sponge out of the sink and put your head between my legs. Like you, cause
right.
So you can't have that in the same,
same energy.
Cause that's how I'll hear it. But what if, like, I always talk about this is basic, but the compliment sandwich, right? So what if you told him about, he doesn't want to talk about sex. So what if you like snuck it up on him and you're like, it's not like we need to talk about sex because the sex talk should never be this like, need to talk. But
never.
It's kind of like, I mean, you know the things that you do that turn him on, right? Besides getting him a sandwich, but let's say
like
things
that
you wear. Wear a thong to bed.
Do you know what's so weird about him?
Tell me everything.
He notices if I have a brand new like thong bodysuit and I wear it to bed. He'll like, because I'll test him. I'll walk across the hall, much like the movie The Breakup. I knew I was going to be making, and Dennis Quaid was the other reference I was going to make.
But, okay.
But remember how Jennifer Aniston got the Telly Savalas and she walked by to get his attention in the movie The Breakup.
Yes.
And he all of a sudden, she basically got out. So I will put something on and I'll, out of the corner of my eye, I'll be looking out and I'll be like, will he turn his head up from the baseball game or not? And he's an avid sports fan. He loves fantasy. So basically like 11 and a half months out of the year, there's something more important than like me naked.
Right, right.
So it's very much on his terms. Sometimes he notices and he really, I'm like really surprised. I'm like, really? It has to be a new thong or a new bodysuit? Like,
does he, he remembers?
He notices, yes.
Okay.
So he'll be like, oh, that one's really cute. And I'm like, well, thank God I got it.
Couldn't you just do a rotation from like last year?
Maybe. He's not
But it's not about that.
He's not as piqued by something he's seen before, which is really odd.
Well, here's the thing. So we want, so what you're basically saying is that you just want more attention, more focus. That, well, you said that he was all over your body and picturing his hands like they never left your body. Like from your top, your breasts, like your...
Girl.
It's so hot at the beginning.
He was like, I am going to lock this down. He knew that the last guy I dated before had ED.
Oh.
And so
erectile dysfunction for those listening at home.
Okay. Yeah. So I was honest. Talk about, no, his the previous person, not to be confused with Tommy, he had like a specific window of time where he could sustain a significant
erection.
A significant, but always the exact same number of minutes or
so seconds. He was like premature ejaculator.
So he was like, just couldn't keep it.
Right. Not fun. Okay. So, so now your fiance, he can keep it.
No comparison. So I think he was trying to impress me because he knew that the last person wasn't giving it to me.
Right.
The way I needed it.
But it does, but he were, it worked. So this is what we're saying is we got, it worked. And he got, and you know,
it could have been
here's the best mediocre news. Sex. Here's the best news and why I'm not worried, because you had great sex in the beginning. The problem is when people email me or they call me or they ask questions and they're like, hey, so it was never, they tell me all this stuff, like, I can't get it back. I'm not attracted to him. And I'm like, well, did you ever have it? And they're like, to be honest, it wasn't great in the beginning. You know that you can go there. So what if you build these scenarios around, like, God, when I keep thinking about, I know you say he won't sext, but what if you plant the seeds and you're like, I keep thinking about how hot it was. That time, what was the hottest moment you had sex?
The hottest
for both of you, maybe. Was there a moment
100% both of us?
Okay,
it was when we were like hanging out at home. Like, I like to, like, we would have like some tequila shots or something, like with like Jimi Hendrix on, like music. Miguel, for example, gets him in the mood, like, you know, like that slow bluesy type of stuff is like easy. Right. So if we just set the mood,
what if you set the mood?
That would work.
So I think
I have to do it.
Cause so the, going back to the compliment sandwich would be like, God, babe, I keep thinking about how hot it was that night with Jimi Hendrix. And I just think that'd be great to relive that again.
He would think that would be corny for me to have to say it. He would just prefer that I just have it on.
Okay. So it's a recipe.
No discussion.
Okay.
Just so, have the lights, have the mood.
Do that.
I know it's not rocket science, to be quite honest with you.
Right. But you have to also let him know that I know he doesn't want to talk about it, because I feel that you can't put on Jimi Hendrix and the set the mood every single night of your life. And not every night is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
But he needs some to, I guess, just work. What I want to get that right. You got cameras following you around. I feel like you just want them to know that it's like I say, it's not just like some light suggestion. We actually require it because we are slow cookers.
You just reminded me of something.
Who? Tell me.
This season on Shaw's.
Yes.
You know what he does? He says, my girl, we've been moving. We've been surrounded by dust, packing and unpacking boxes. She's in a hospital for 23 hours a day. And he gets me a room. And this is so funny. He takes us to a romantic getaway. And I just remembered that. And it is so funny. This conversation that we're having is part of, it plays out in the season.
Right.
And
I love that.
Yeah.
Shaws of Sunset. If you guys are living under a rock, you haven't seen it, you really need to check it out. It's just endless entertainment. And you're like the star.
I just love, thank you. I just love
that. They didn't pay me to say that. You really are.
Thank you. Yeah. What I wanted to say is that what I love is that you see everything in my relationship with Tommy, because he doesn't pull any punches. He doesn't embarrass easily. And I feel like the whole point of us doing a show is so that you can see, like, hey, like, you might have that crazy monkey sex, and then you have to learn to continue to date your husband and date your fiance. And we had a date night, and I'm just reminded that that was a really fun thing that we did, and the cameras were there to capture it. And I'm being 100% honest, I don't know how it played out. I can't remember. It was a
and you don't know how they could edit it as well. We don't know what could happen. But here's the thing. You guys met on camera. So wait, first of all, you guys met online, correct?
Yeah, social media. We met through a dating app.
Okay. And then did you reach out to him first, right? Didn't you kind of pursue it?
I mean,
this is a very inspiring story, like that you went after it,
whether
right?
I swiped first and it was a match. It was one of those where I like, as soon as I swiped, it goes and goes,
yeah,
it's
Bumble
a match.
Or Tinder, right? Yeah. One of those.
And Bumble then wasn't around yet.
Okay.
But
probably Tinder.
As soon as you swipe and the other person has already swiped you, it just goes, boom, right. It's a match.
Right.
So I knew that he had already swiped. So he technically picked me first.
Right.
Then let me tell you, that website would crash. It would basically, you'd look at your phone and everyone that you had connected with is no longer there because the Tinder app or whatever app it was,
right,
was growing really fast and their server wouldn't be able to handle right. like all the communication. So I thought at certain times that I would never meet him because I didn't exchange phone numbers with him yet.
Right.
And I just didn't want to take it to text or phone yet because I would be vetting him and trying to make sure that there's chemistry, and the chemistry was so good.
So like, right away there was chemistry when you saw him for the first time?
This is what happened. I was in Palm Springs with Reza and Adam and they were like, girl, get off your phone. But I couldn't because
hard to get off the phone.
I kept laughing out loud at everything. And he was like, you're really funny and really smart. And I was like, you're really funny and you're really smart. And the fact that we were so engaged in just the text chemistry that right. we had made me, kind of like still cautious but interested.
Right.
And then I finally was like, this site keeps crashing. Are you going to ever insure to meet me and like have my number?
Right.
He was like, he like played it very well. He was like, whenever you're ready, whenever you're comfortable, sweetheart.
Huh.
And I was like,
now here's my number.
Now that you said that, yeah. And then we were just talking on the phone. And then all of a sudden I hear his Queens thick accent. And I was like, who the F is this guy? Like, who are you? And I was like, did you have too much coffee? Well, it was the kind of, I was like, you sound really wound up, like really nervous.
He's probably nervous.
He kind of also like nervous and loud. And I was like compensating for him. And I was like, did you drink like too much coffee today? Like, are you drinking coffee in the evening? It's like 7 o'clock. Maybe you should. And he's like, no, I'm fine. And I was like, oh boy. So I had a little bit of like pullback, but then finally one night I had a girl's night out at Craig's and I was feeling myself and I decided I would like pop on over and say hi and meet him face to face. And the rest was basically history. I did ghost him for a couple of weeks just because I had some of my like old relationship baggage where I would say like, no, ignore them or like figure it out or think about it or
do you
don't
play
get crazy.
Games or that's a thing or like kind of pull back a little bit. Is that what you mean?
I used to.
Right.
But once you want to have a real relationship, you won't play games because it's stupid and you won't get what you want. You want intimacy.
I think it's true.
And when you want to make someone feel loved, you will not mess with their head.
But you kind of knew pretty much after a few months of dating and the sex was great.
Yeah.
Which we love. So when did you first discover sex? Like when did you first masturbate? Do you remember?
Age six. I locked the door and I was visiting like my aunt in the summer. So I had a little time on my hands
right?
and I knew that it was like a good feeling, but I also knew that it wasn't appropriate for me to necessarily explore. I've had a little bit of shame. Obviously it needed to be private. It wasn't going to be appropriate for the door
that.
To be open.
Right.
So I knew it was private and I knew it was just self-discovery and that was it. I didn't have anything weird about it. I just knew that obviously you don't want your, you know, aunt to walk in and you're exploring.
But you knew
yourself.
You were one of these women who just knew that it felt, cause I was a late bloomer. Clearly that's why it's like, I've made it my life. I didn't even know about masturbation. It never occurred to me. That's why I think it's just so weird until I was like 20 and I was having sex.
11th grade,
like,
I found some household thing. And then I skipped school for 2 weeks.
What was the household thing? We're going to get, yeah.
It's really weird. I can't remember. It was like
a spatula or something.
No, it was plastic.
Toothbrush? Oh, okay.
I don't remember.
Pervertibles. That's what they call them. No. When you use a household item as a, like a vibrator or a dildo. That's just the technical
term.
It was more like
I don't know what it was. I wish I could remember.
See, you've always been very like, that's because you'll see, we get a lot of emails and calls from listeners, women who aren't as in touch, who can't even have orgasms.
Can I tell you what I did? This is so crazy. So I would close the curtains, but they were those vertical blinds. So I moved one over just enough so that I could see the gardener that would come out and with like the leaf blower and all of that. So I was actually semi-voyeuristically pleasuring myself, knowing that like he could see, because I lived like on a street level and he could, I could have gone full Monty and like just opened everything and given him a free show. Right. But I was still, I didn't have the courage to go full.
Well, you were in high school.
But I would do, I was a pretty adventurous. Bad girl in the beginning when I was just innocently discovering.
But that's like really cool that you knew yourself and you know your body and you've always been able to orgasm.
A sexual menace to society. Yeah. Today, a fantasy would be, I joke with Tommy that if he doesn't give me, if like he doesn't satisfy my needs, then I'm just going to go to Home Depot not wearing a bra with something somewhat see-through.
Right.
And like I'll cut my cut-off shorts into like a thong and I'll just do my shopping.
Right.
That's like...
That's your fantasy.
That's like a fantasy type of thing. Then you're never supposed to live out, I think.
Some fantasies you want to live out and some you don't.
Yes.
So, but what I like is what you're saying. So it can be confusing to people because they're like, I don't ever really want to have a gangbang in real life, but I do fantasize about 8 men, you know. Or maybe you do.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? It's different for everybody. But I don't think that since you're engaged now, you might want to go to Home Depot and do that maybe as a threat to him. But here's what I'm hearing is that what turned you on, though, would be... Wearing something sexy is what I hear. And you feel really in your body when you're doing that. And then him like taking you in this way that would... So how can you get him to do that without having the talk? How can we build these situations into your life that it's like role playing? And which sounds super cheesy to some people, but it actually works and can infuse new life into your sex life.
Well,
new
the energy. The first thing is that we worked out a lot together in the beginning. So that... can return.
Absolutely.
Now I'm the only one that works out. And so on the real, like this is a problem that I'm sure you're aware of, but if the guy doesn't work out, then he's going to be tired. And so energy has a lot to do with that. But I would very much take it on my own, like to do the naughty schoolgirl uniform, which I know for a fact that he likes because he loves Britney Spears. Yeah. He's like a thing for her.
Right.
So I was like, oh, I'll just do that one day. Like I'll go to Hustler and figure that
out. Exactly. Hustler Hollywood has it right here. We could send you some too. We've got some sponsors who have some stuff.
Oh, really?
Well, because it's fun, because that's what makes you feel good. And then it's not like people think, oh, but I have to have a whole scenario. No, you like... put that on instead of your thong.
And sometimes when we're at formal events, he will be like, hey, babe, want to go to the bathroom and do it? And I'm like, babe, but like, no.
Cameras and we're at a wedding.
We're mic'd. We can't. It's not going to be cute.
Okay.
Things like that.
So we know that these are the things that turn him on.
But he does like spontaneous, like he loosens up. When a man is relaxed, and I think that's what vacation sex is, because, you know, like he will cry if the Mets lose the World Series. He will cry like he and then work stress is really intense because he's got so many responsibilities at his company. And I think at the end of a Mets game and a work day, that's not a vacation vibe. That's not him being relaxed. So if we go to an event, then he might have a Heineken and then he might loosen up enough and want to like pull me into the bathroom. Then I'll be like, you will not ejaculate on this silk dress. It will show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Unlike Monica Lewinsky or something. We're not going to save the dress.
Like he doesn't care.
But here's the thing. So I feel like when you get home then, even if you, because when you say to him, I might go, I'm still trying to help you because I get obsessed with how I want to like fix this for you. And I know we can't fix it in a day. And I'm not even saying there's big problems. But if you say to him, I'm going to go to Home Depot and do this, if you don't do this, then he's going to feel like threatened maybe. Even though you might even joking.
I've said it to him.
And what does he say?
I said it to him this week. He's like, go ahead.
Right.
Go ahead.
Because he's feeling
he knows I'm not going to do that.
But how can we get him? So you say he has to be relaxed. What if you give him a massage when he gets home? For like 10 minutes. Right. And then you get in the mood. Then you get a massage.
All I have to do is this.
In the school. Right.
That's
and then you've got
all
him.
I have to do.
Because especially for men and women, stress is the biggest killer of our sex drive and why we don't want to have sex. So if he's stressed, but sometimes it just takes like a second to shake him out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, do you guys ever use toys or anything? Because I'm going to give you a gift basket.
I got a couple of vibrating cock rings, but they're still in the package.
Okay. I've got some fun thing. For you, do you ever use, since high school, do you ever use like toys?
Nothing in his ass would be ever acceptable.
But what about for you? Okay, we're going to bring you... I just have some stuff for you.
I mean,
I think you'll like it. It's fun. I'm again open. Spicing it up.
I'm open.
I'm excited. Okay, we are going to get into some sex in the news. Yeah, well, we're just going to get into, we're never done, but we're going into some sex in the news, which relates to you, which is why I thought of it, because you could be very enlightening to our crowd.
Cool.
So listen.
Sex in the news.
Sex in the news, baby.
Okay.
Shortage of suitable men causing spike in fertility preservation treatment.
Wait, shortage of what?
Available men. So women are freezing their eggs because, preserving their eggs, because they're saying there's just not a lot of great men out there. So this was a study by Yale University. They found a terrifying demographic shifts have created a large deficit between the number of female graduates and their male counterparts. It's led to professional women vastly outnumbering educated men in countries. But where they're going to is they looked at 150 women undergoing egg freezing procedures at 8 different clinics. They found that the vast majority of the women were attempting to buy themselves time to start a family because they hadn't found a partner. So,
and they're focused on their career.
Right.
This is my question about what you just said. Is it that the men are undereducated and not like at the same level? Is that what the women are saying? There's a shortage of good men? Is that
based on undereducated, just they're just not finding men. Like, yeah, that's exactly what they're saying, is that like they're terrified by it because they're just not finding the guys that they want to find.
Of good caliber?
Of the caliber that they want to find. Even just, yeah, they're just like, you know what? And why not have these safety precautions and just get the eggs out of there anyway? And then it takes the pressure off.
I also feel interested in exploring whether those men are they bad because they're players and they are taking women for granted, or the women responsible for not allowing that to happen? Because I have nothing but strong, successful, wonderful, like accomplished, loving women, but they all might have a hang up that will keep them in standing in the own way of finding
love.
We do
get in our own way. You're right. We absolutely do get in our own way. And yeah, and I never adhere to the fact there's no more good men. Like when people say that, like I feel like wherever people live, whatever town they live in, they think they live in the worst town to date. And I just feel like wherever you go, there you are. We could find someone wherever you go. But I think it's more about having the real headline of this is that they want to prioritize their career and they can't find men to settle down to. And maybe it's because people are delaying marriage. They're not seeing a lot of models of marriages even working, perhaps, because there's like divorced parents, all that. And they're thinking, I just want to like just take care of it and make sure that I've got my eggs all ready to go.
Definitely. I froze my eggs.
So yeah, this is what you're going through now, right?
I had already frozen my eggs a couple of years ago.
Okay, good.
And the next step, obviously, is to start a family, and let's not forget a wedding, of course.
Yeah, when's a wedding?
We're planning it now, okay. So I'm really excited, and I'm also excited that, you know, I do think that my dad is well enough to walk me down the aisle, which last year, you know, it was a really crucial, crazy time where, you know, we just didn't know.
I don't know how you shoot it, all that stuff going on. I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you.
Right.
We were just talking about egg freezing, just like you recommend it.
And I feel like I talked about it.
Yeah, I talked to all my cast about it. I shared it, especially with Asa. We just, you know, like Reza and them, they know everything about the process that I went through with egg freezing. And at this point, it's just fingers crossed, you know?
So I'm going to give a shout out to our sponsors. And then will you help me answer some emails from my listeners? Give me advice. I love that.
That's exciting.
Okay. So we've got MJ from The Shaws of Sunset on Bravo. If you haven't seen it this season, it's 2 episodes have aired right now.
Yes, and the 3rd episode will air on this Sunday night at 8 p.m.
Okay, you're killing it.
Or the 4th episode when you air this.
Exactly.
The 4th episode.
Then you can always watch them wherever
you could watch it on demand. You could watch it on Apple TV.
So entertaining. iTunes. I love it. You're so good. Okay, everyone, thank you. And thank you for supporting our sponsors. We love them. I never talk about any toys that I've not used or products and services that I haven't used that I don't love. So thanks for supporting them. And we'll be right back with your questions. We love you. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. MJ, we're going to answer questions. Thank you for being here. Sure. Everyone, thank you for emailing me and thanks for getting in touch. You guys, you can go to, here's what you can do. Text me. So easy, you guys. 797979. Text Ask Emily one word and your questions. You can send them that way, which is so easy. You can also leave me a voicemail, 818-ASK-SWE1. Most importantly, however you get in touch. Oh, and also go to the website, obviously, sexwithemily.com. Ask through there. But most importantly, I need you to give me your gender, your age, where you live, and how you listen to the show. Can't wait to hear from you. Hi, Emily. I haven't been listening for very long, but your shows have already done so much for my relationship. Thank you.
Yes.
My boyfriend and I have been together for 1.5 years, and recently he hasn't gone down on me as much as he used to.
Oh my God, I love this question already.
That's what I said too.
Oh my God, this is the thing.
I know, this is the thing. After listening, I didn't even know this was your thing. After listening to a lot of your communication-themed podcasts, I gained the courage to ask him about it. It was then that he confessed he is too grossed out.
She goes, what the heck does he mean?
Right. Well, that's what she said. She goes, what? He assured that it wasn't me. It was just the thought of giving oral that really makes him cringe.
But he used to, right?
He never really has. What'd she say?
She said in the beginning he used to.
Right. They always do in the beginning. They need to continue, though. But it was just the thought of giving oral that really makes him cringe. He can't explain why. And I can see that it does bother him. Since our talk, he's tried again, but it lasted 2 minutes. Not quite going to work for me, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I've done my research, and apparently 1 in 5 straight men don't enjoy giving oral. Not sure if this is a real fact, though. We really do love each other, and it's obvious if you see us together. Is it selfish of me to feel a little resentment? I love going down on him, and I wish the feeling was mutual. Oh. Anything else I could do to turn him on to oral sex with me? Thank you so much. Ronnie, female, even though I have a guy's name, 21, Long Beach. She's 21.
First of all, she will give it to him.
Right.
He will accept the oral sex.
Right.
And he won't reciprocate. I have friends, like 5 girlfriends, that have ended relationships because they were like, this isn't going to work. He only goes down on me for 30 minutes and that is not enough.
Same.
Like, so it will not work. And I'm like, really? He makes good money. He loves you. He's attentive and he just doesn't do it that often. I'm like, you sound like a little bit of a Nazi, like, right. Because I was impressed by the duration. Like for me, I would like foreplay where like oral sex as foreplay where he could just kiss it. He could just kiss it. Just acknowledge it. You can also finger it. You can also, use your tongue a little bit. But then it's all about like the spirit of it. I'm sorry, but I don't know why is not an answer. Saying he doesn't understand why is not good for their intimacy. Right. And like at least get to the bottom of it so that they can figure out.
Exactly. I agree with you. So, I mean, everything that you're saying, but at first when we're both reading it, we're like, that's horrible that he won't do it, right? Like if a guy doesn't want to go down, and I've broke up with someone because he didn't go down on me. It is. I'm going to say, though, I'm assuming that he's 21 and she's 21.
So?
So did you have great oral sex at 21?
Yes, hell yeah.
You did? See, I didn't.
Oh, my God. My first boyfriend, we lost our virginity to each other. Everything was perfect, and we pleased each other mutually.
Okay,
and
that's amazing.
He was very happy to, and he was Jewish, by the way. So I think Jewish guys make really good lovers. Like
that's what they say.
They're pleasers.
I've had my share.
Bedroom.
They are pleasers. Some of them can be. That's true. So here's the thing that I want to say, though, Ronnie, is that I still am going to give him the benefit of the doubt that he probably hasn't done it that much because he's 21, and that maybe he still had, maybe he had a bad experience, or maybe it wasn't so pleasurable. But he can learn to like it and to even enjoy it. I feel like when a guy's going down on you, what they learn eventually is that, like, hopefully, he will link to the fact that, wow, she's getting so turned on by me doing this, and that turns me on, and I
yes,
get the pleasure.
That's great.
And you get into the moment, and he won't be thinking, like, this is gross. Because we all worry about, like, do we taste okay? Does it scent okay? What if you guys, like, took a shower together, make sure you're clean,
totally,
doing all that stuff Friday beforehand? And just saying, like, maybe he does say he doesn't have to go
maybe
inside, but he does build up with the teasing and the caressing and the outside of your lips and outside the, I mean, I love when guys don't tease nearly enough. Like,
right,
kiss my
they
inner
forget,
thighs.
They take it for granted. They forget that how much we like it. But I like to say to Tommy, like, I really like it when you finger me. And I really like for him to know it makes me feel more loved too.
Right.
Because if he skips over that, then what ends up happening is that it's too much of a focus on him being pleased.
Right.
And that
And you're
feels
not even, you're not
like,
turned on, you're not aroused.
That's,
it's all about
that's
like
cheap and not cool.
No,
not
exactly.
Sexy.
Well, that's the thing is that this is not mutual. I mean, Ronnie, here's the thing. You require it, like we say about foreplay. You actually require that to be turned on. And in a way, he's not willing to do what you need. It's like if he just sticks in his dry penis and you're not warmed up, it hurts, it's selfish, and you're giving him blowjobs. So there's like a lot going on here. Make sure that you're clean. Make sure that you shower. But I feel like there's
Careless.
Something else going out here that he doesn't have as much experience as he needs to have. And you have to let him know that it makes you feel like not turned on and like not adored. And it doesn't make you feel loved. And I don't think that you can make a threat, though, either. I mean, like, if you don't do it, I'm going to leave. But the truth is, I believe that if he doesn't want to change and he doesn't try to work on it with you, that you have grounds to end this relationship if he doesn't want to please you in that way. Because I broke up with someone because they wouldn't go down on me.
Yeah.
I was like, really? Like, it was like a year. We kept talking about it. He's like, it's just not my thing. And I was like, well, then you're not my thing. And I'm
Definitely.
Out.
Definitely.
Yeah. Your last question, anything I can do to turn him on to oral sex with me, I think you can just, like we said, I don't think that there's one thing you can say
she
or
could
do, but you
turn
can
turn around and go down on him and have her pussy in his face.
You could sit on his face and not
like,
let him move.
No, like the reverse it instead
right.
of like
69.
Facing him. Yeah, like be in the 69 position. And I think that once he gets aroused, he will feel compelled to
right.
want to please her back.
Maybe what if he starts with fingers and he starts with some lube?
Yeah.
You should always, I love using lube for all kinds of oral sex. And then
yeah.
Joe has his flavored lube that I'm going to give you. They have flavored lube that's like salted caramel. Like I always tell women use it for blowjobs, but you could both use it together. And like literally like you'll both taste like you're having like a caramel sundae. Ronnie, you have to have a talk with him though and let him know really how much it feels and give him some tips here. And thank you, MJ. Sex with MJ.
Yeah, we want to know
show. We
how
love
that
it.
Works out for you, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, let's do another email. Hi, Emily. I have a question about possessiveness/jealousy. I've been with my husband for 3 years. He's the most loyal partner I've ever had. I've been cheated on by all my exes, but I'm 100% confident he would never do the same. The problem is, I have a strong feeling a coworker of his, who we met around the same time we got together, has feelings for him. She seems very enthusiastic about their friendship, but is always cold towards me on the rare occasion we interact. Despite my past experiences, I totally trust my husband, but I get uncomfortable when she's around and wind up being rude or dismissive toward her when she isn't receptive to my friendliness. I see her interact with others and she's open and warm to them. I have not mentioned this to my husband because it seems obvious only to me, but it's eating away at me. I hate seeing myself act this way towards another woman out of jealousy when I don't know for sure what's going through her head. How can I get over it or at least find a way to interact with her like a normal adult? Thanks, Anne, 30, Georgia. So
yeah.
She's jealous. So she's like,
I have
first
a lot
of all,
to
she's,
say
okay,
already.
Yeah, so let me just set up that real quickly. She's got a past of men cheating on her, which is very, very hard to get over. Like you're always going to think people are going to be cheating if you go through a bad situation. And she hasn't checked this with him. So these are her own, like as a woman, she's watching going, oh, she's not, like these are all in her head. She's making assumptions here.
Right. And
getting really angry without addressing it.
And so get rid of the baggage. That has nothing to do with this guy.
Nothing.
If this guy
she's
is
projecting.
Not acknowledging, and if he's not flirting back, he's not unaware of it. He's not oblivious to it. But if he's ignoring it like many men who are faithful and loyal do, then my advice to her is when you see that girl, give your man lots of attention. Kiss his neck, lick his ear. I don't care if they're at a work social event. Just give him, like, sneak something in that, like, the boss doesn't have to see is, like, inappropriate PDA. But she can always just put her hand on his back and, like, rub it. She can move it all, like, up to his shoulders and just, like, basically pee on him in public in front of her.
Exactly. Mark her territory. But he might, but what if... she could do that, but I feel, which is not like, you know, to say like, hey, don't mess with my man, but I'm wondering if this is a whole projection that she's not that nice to her because Anne thinks she's being really nice to this one, but maybe she's not because she's still freaked out by it. But this is in her head. So I think either she has to, Anne, it's important to get some therapy maybe and talk about this stuff if you really don't trust him and it's making you insane, or you need to talk to him about it and just say, listen, I know this is irrational, but I'm feeling this way about this woman that you're working with, and I just want to be honest about it. Anything I need to know. But I feel like it's mostly in her head, and there's probably not anything going on. Although, I'm going to bring one more thing up. Yeah. What about female intuition?
I mean, I don't think she's imagining it.
Well, this is what I'm saying. Yeah. So that's why I think she does, in a very smart, not in an accusatory way, not in a I see what's going on way, because that's, and you're coming from a place of dealing with this a lot, but just like, hey, babe, you know my past. I'm just going to bring this up, but it just feels to me like I'd like to know a little bit more about your relationship. I get a little weird feeling and I just got to bring it up.
Do you know what I say?
What?
If I'm around something, and especially in the beginning of my relationship with Tommy, I would throw my weight around and I would do it proudly, and it worked very well. So let's just say that, let's just use this as a hypothetical. Okay. I would say, you better know that I know that that girl wants you. So you better keep your effing distance from her. And if I ever see her, I might say something to her. So make sure you respect this unless you want to lose this, because you will be missing teeth. Part of your penis might be snipped off in the middle of the night, and I won't care. So I'll just go like crazy for a second.
Right.
And then he looks at me and he's like, oh my God, this bitch is crazy. And then he is getting trained. He's getting trained. Now, and this is something I established early, and I was like so into it. And ultimately I was being vulnerable and sassy the way I was communicating.
He loved that about you.
He took it like he was like,
can you do that sexually and be like, you got to go down on me? No, anyway, I'm just trying to fix your sex life. But no, I think you're right here.
No, he doesn't want to be told what to do ever. Okay. Like
he's got to suggest it.
That, yeah.
Okay, but wait, that's another tactic. You got to have that. And but look at you. You're not like every woman. Like I don't know if I could do that.
Oh, but you can.
I appreciate that in
you. Oh, but you can. Have a half a glass of wine, and you can.
I need to drink more.
And then you just speak it and just say it and put it out there. Because do you believe that this is how I think I got him to propose? Because I was being so vulnerable with him all the time. Like I would tell him whatever I wanted and at the right time and in the right way. And it's not what you say, it's how you say it. There was one other occasion that only happened maybe a year into our relationship, and he complimented my friend's dress like 3 times. So when we got home, I was like, I don't know what the fuck you think. You like, you have lost all of your social etiquette.
Right.
And not once, not twice, but 3 times. And I was like, don't ever, ever, ever make me feel like that. I was humiliated. I feel like now what is she thinking? First of all, it was a sexy dress. It was one of those dresses that had a lot of those strappy cutouts.
Right. Like
she has a nice figure and all these things. So I basically said, make sure I don't see it. Make sure I don't notice it. And I'm also not like possessive in a way that is going to turn him off to me. I will acknowledge that he can watch as much porn as he wants or whatever. But I like lost my shit and I told him. And I even told my girlfriend, I said, I noticed that Tommy was making a lot of compliments and it made me really uncomfortable.
You said this to
your
friend.
I even told my friend separately, yes. And she was like, yeah, I'm glad you said something. The first one was nice, but the second one was like a little extra.
No, I would be upset too, but I guess that's interesting. I don't know.
You put the cards on the table, you put your feelings on the table, and I think it really works.
Have you always been like that? Been able to just speak up for what you want?
No, not when I was insecure and I was young. I would not.
You have such confidence. You really do. Do you think that the show has helped you with that, being on TV for 6 years? I know you've probably always, obviously, you're a developed woman.
I developed it before. I had that prowess before the show.
Right.
But I didn't have it when I was like 19.
Right,
I would
of course.
Be
this is a learned thing. You're right. But also however you say it, you're asking for what you want. You're telling him that his behavior is not okay. And a lot of women are pleasers. I think I'm more of a pleaser, and I in the past didn't want to be as vulnerable, and I probably wouldn't even show I'd be like, okay, whatever, he's a jerk. Or a lot of people would end a relationship or be like, I'm going to get him back. But I think that you confronted him right then when it happened is really healthy.
And you pick a guy that thinks you're the most beautiful woman in the world and you're done.
Exactly. And you that's know? Such a, see, for me, like, same thing. Like, if a guy doesn't, like, worship me and tell me I'm beautiful and think I'm amazing all the time, like, it doesn't work for me. Like, I can't date an asshole. Not that I don't date guys that have other issues, don't get me wrong. But, like, to me, that's, like, a bottom line, like, if you don't think I'm amazing, beautiful, and make me feel that way, this won't fly.
Of course not.
So I feel like going back to Anne, seems like everything's great. He's a great guy. You're just having these feelings, which is totally okay, Anne, that you are had a past that where this happened. And so you got to bring it up to him and however you want to do it and just say, I think with the vibes of getting.
I think
vibes.
You should also have a sense of humor sometimes and a playfulness about the things that make you crazy. You know, like instead of like just flip the script on yourself and just say, you know what? I'm gonna see this girl, let's say, at this work event tonight. This girl really gets under my skin. And just, like, have a laugh at it. Like, have a little laugh with yourself. And maybe, again, like, maybe a glass of wine or a glass of champagne gets you, like, kind of, like, in the mood. And maybe she could just say, I know you think, I know you think my husband is hot. So do I. It's cool. We can still be friends. Like, don't worry. I notice. I see you. And then you've said it. And it's like, would you like, would you like to go to the bar and get a drink together? Like something like that.
Yeah, and then bond, it. Right? That's not the way to do it.
Give
like
shade
what you say
whenever.
About keeping it light, though, even saying to him like, hey, I know, babe, I know that I've got this jealousy thing from before and people cheat on me, but I just want to bring this up. I think it's a little weird. Tell me about your relationship. What do you think about it? Like, has there ever been a weird vibe about it? So then you don't seem as, because we don't know anything yet.
Right.
I like all these ways you're saying, but there's all these different ways to skin the cat.
There are.
A lot of different ways, as they say. So we got one more email. Hi, Emily. I'm a 24-year-old mother of two with a very naughty sex life that I love. My husband of 5 years is an amazing lover. So that's great. He's always trying new positions, massages, and he's very seductive. But here's the problem. I've always had multiple clit orgasms, so clitoral orgasms, but I've never found my G-spot. I've been masturbating before I even knew what sex was, so I'm a whiz getting off that way. However, I feel sad that I haven't found my G-spot. Let's make this happen. Any techniques I should be trying? One other thing, my husband is not comfortable with me using toys that go inside me. Any advice for getting him comfortable with this? Thanks for your show. I absolutely love listening while I work out. Savannah, 24, Merkle, Texas.
I think the toys that she wants to, if she wants to encourage him to approve, they should definitely be way smaller than his penis.
Exactly. Never bring in a toy that's bigger than the penis.
Yeah, that's just an F you right in your face.
Well, okay, here's my, do you have G-spot orgasms or internal?
I've had, they're not often.
Right.
But I know that it had to do with the direction and it needed to be a banana shaped.
So it curved a little bit.
It had to have a little bit of like curve as it was going in. So it does have a lot to do with the position. And,
true, it can.
And then I think you also have to be extremely aroused and you have to work your way up like tantric.
Right.
You know, like you have to give it like a nice long and probably like some, what do you call those lubes that you can put inside that might stimulate her G-spot? And can he put like a condom that has ticklers on the outside of it?
Maybe, but maybe. I feel, yes, we have some of those by Skin Condoms. These are all, look at you. I don't you know. Could just do my show. I love it. This is so fun. Like, I could just leave. I could go to lunch.
No,
it's
you
amazing.
Can't. We'd be lost.
But here's the thing is that, okay, so here's the thing about the G-spot, and I think this might help you too. Yes, of course, there's certain people have magic bananas, and you get on top, and you're like, oh my God, I had it. However, women can learn how to find their G-spots and how to have a G-spot orgasm. Because for some women, for me, it didn't happen. I had to learn through masturbation. I had to be like, okay, I'm going to have a G-spot orgasm. When I started the show 12 years ago, I had never had one. So I was like, okay, this is like a worthwhile go. And I had, believe me, I'm not a virgin. I had lots of sex. I was on top. But for some women, their anatomy doesn't really allow it either, like where their G-spot is. And so there's positions you got to figure out.
And may I interject one thing before I forget? Okay. When I found that watching topless women, I'm heterosexual.
Right.
But I'd rather watch like topless, like if I
porn,
see tits,
like, yeah.
just random, like if I see girls' tits, I get aroused. And for me to find my G-spot vaginally for a vaginal orgasm, I would need visual stimulation of breasts. And that turned me on so much that that was an essential ingredient to having like my G-spot aroused.
The breasts. Okay.
So it's like, get some visuals that you have not discovered yet. And then don't go near your clitoris. Just stimulate with something. He doesn't have to be there on your, you know, you could try it privately and then if you just stimulate the your inside and you're visually stimulated, I think you could get so turned on that you work your way up. And then maybe you just like pat and tap the clit clitoris. And then you'll have it.
Well, that's okay. That's amazing. But do you still watch porn like that? Do you guys watch porn together?
Do you know what I do? For couples. I go on YouTube. I do alone, not with Tommy. Okay.
That might be a good thing if he watches porn too. I'm just thinking
he does, but together. On his own time. Like he'll just do it in the bathroom. Like his is like a random release.
Right. Well, that's how it is for men. But wait, that they want a release like that, and they're like, I'm doing it on my own. I got to knock it out.
Yeah.
But okay, so same here's the thing, Savannah. Right, like it's a stress reliever. It is a huge stress reliever. Savannah, here's the thing: is that the thing about the G spot is that it actually. I think this is a work that she has to do on her own because you've already been having sex with him. It's not working. It hasn't happened before. But for women, a few tips are that typically it helps to have a clitoral orgasm, to already be aroused, because when you knock out that clitoral orgasm, however you do it with a toy or whatever, then the blood, you become more engorged and the blood kind of rushes to the G-spot. Mm-hmm. So you're already turned on and so then you put your finger inside and it's like you do like the come hither motion with the finger going towards your belly and it's about like 2 inches inside you. You're looking for like a rough spot and you just start applying pressure to it. Mm-hmm. And it might feel like you have to pee. But you keep going, you could have that G-spot orgasm. Also, doing Kegel exercises, that was my game changer.
I'm doing it now.
You're doing it now. Do you do them often?
No, only when I remember when someone says it, and then I'm like,
Right? Because they're so hard to remember to do. And so I have a lot of things, too, that you could do. You could do your Kegels.
Are you going
to
have sex tonight? Or even maybe an afternoon delight? Because this part of the conversation is definitely making
me look forward. I have two options. Yeah. I actually could have sex shortly. I know,
oh, really?
Right? Yeah.
Because it feels like a Friday, and I think you should have some summer
like
Friday.
It does feel I just came back from this like crazy yoga. I should be having more sex. And possibly today, there are two options.
Two options. Can we talk about them?
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Well, I can't because here's my issue. You can probably relate to this on your show, is that like, I don't know if they listen or not. And some do, some don't. And when they do listen, they tell me they don't listen, and then they hear that I'm
having sex with more than one person at the same time.
But yeah, I mean, I've been like fluctuating here. But let's go back to...
Or you could just be messing with their heads and this totally is, there's only one man.
This is just for good material, people. I'm practically a virgin again. So here's the thing about Kegels is that I made an iPhone app called Kegel Camp because I couldn't remember because doctors are like, oh, you should do it at the traffic light. No one freaking remembers. So it reminds you twice a day to do them. So you could try that as well. You could try that, Savannah, but also there's these Kegel balls. So the Bloom by WeVibe, which is brand, do you know WeVibe toys?
I don't know, but I know about the Kegel balls.
Okay, so you put them inside you, and it vibrates. It could turn you on or not turn you on, but it's more for the point of like you're squeezing your pelvic floor muscles, and it gets tighter, and you can feel it over time. Wow. I wear them to the gym. I wear them walking around because you're naturally working them. I'm gonna give you some.
Become a sexual menace to society if I had those. I would be so turned on.
You could though. So there's a remote control to it. So your part, he can download the, if he likes to be in control.
That is crazy.
And he could be watching TV and you could be on the couch. I've got other vibrators for you, like by WeVibe. And he could just sit there and be like turning you on. You could wear it to a party. It's really
hot.
Oh my
God, that would be so cool.
Right? You would like this. And he likes the discreet sex. We just found out the secret for your MJ.
We unlocked
it. So excited. I knew this would happen.
Yay. Okay,
but Savannah, here's the thing. Your husband might never be comfortable with an insertable toy. But eventually, I think if he sees that you guys have pleasure, you're married, he might get there. But right now, on your own, because unless he wants to go on this G-spot searching journey with you, which maybe you guys, when you masturbate, he's sitting next to you and he helps you. But I feel like you should try this on your own with your fingers. Get a toy. You can hide it from him. There's the Rave and the Nova, which is the Rave by WeVibe, is the one that's just for G-spot stimulation. It's amazing. It might take you some time. So I had a friend in college. She never had an orgasm. She went away for 30 days. She was like an internship. And she said, I'm going to try every night for 30 days to make myself have an orgasm. And she literally tried and tried. And it wasn't until like the third week that she finally had one. So for some women, it takes time. So Savannah, wow. You're not going to have the G-spot orgasm in a day.
Right.
But work on it. Do your Kegels. Enjoy it. Play with it. Use lube. Get warmed up. Let me know how it goes. It's going to happen for
sure.
You. Okay. This was so helpful, MJ. You've got good advice.
Thank you. This was really fun.
So much fun. You are a blast, which I knew you'd be a blast. So we can't really give a lot about Shaza Sunset this season, but except for that it's amazing.
We all go through a lot. You'll meet Gigi's husband and all of the rest of like the cast go through a whole bunch of stuff, and you know, like what do you call it? The stakes are high as usual.
The stakes are high. Okay, yeah. So tell me about what's going on with you now. What are you excited about right now?
About watching this season, you mean? Or my lips right now.
I want to hear about your lips. Well, yeah, I've been wanting to ask you because your lips look amazing. Like your lipstick, thank you. Like you put it. What is I want?
I developed a paraben free, cruelty free, made in the USA, beautifully formulated liquid pro matte lips is what the industry term is.
Okay,
and it can be purchased on liquidlipsbymj.com. And I started with three colors that. The applicator of this lip wand is so precise that you don't need lip liner if you don't want to. But if you want, you know, lip liner, of course, it'll give it like a nice two-tone. One is called Natalie, which is a nude peach. Another one is called MJ, which is a cooler lavender. And Vita, I named, which is my favorite, which is like a desert rose. And all of these are kiss-proof, long-lasting. You'll love the bottle. Don't you love this?
It's beautiful. It's like very
Shazzy.
Yeah, I love it.
And then and then you can get 3 for $50. They'll last forever. And the last thing I was going to say is if somebody did want a creamy or high gloss, you just top it off with, you know, your super gloss finish.
And it'll still stay on. Right.
It definitely like does. It's long
I love it.
Wearing.
Like it hasn't gone away. Mine's gone. My lipstick's gone. And I haven't like kissed anybody. I've just been here talking, eating my lips off, but yours is just like sitting there. It's great.
Some days you might really have to remove it with makeup remover.
That's the best.
So it really does last long for people who have a problem with, or they don't want to reapply, or you just want to be one and go.
I never want to reapply. I feel like I'm always reapplying. I got no time. Life's too short.
This is the one. This is the one.
So they can all find this and they can find you on Instagram and Twitter.
Oh, me? I'm at every, on Twitter, I'm Mercedes Javid, Instagram, Mercedes Javid, Facebook, Mercedes Javid. Where else are we? Snapchat, everywhere. Same thing.
It's all on my website as well. If you guys are checking out the episode, you can check out that. This is so fun.
Thank you for being here.
I mean, really, like, you're like my co-pilot here.
Awesome.
Thank you for being here. And thank you to my amazing team. Thank you to everyone for following me on social media as well. It's Sex with Emily across the board, Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram stories. You guys have been sending me so many great questions as well on Snapchat. And this is what I have to say. It's getting a little overwhelming. And I say that I answer you all, and I'm really trying to. But if you have a detailed question, like someone cheated, but then you had an erection and you didn't know what happened, and then someone left you, and then you got like, I don't know what happened. You guys are telling me really intricate stories. You got to go to the website, or you got to just text me 797979, ask Emily one word, then send the question that way, because I can't answer you on Snapchat. It's just hard. But I love you all. I love my team. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.